Hey everybody, Gary Wagnon, 800 Biz Ninja Marketing and the Ninja Marketing Dojo. Today I have a special guest with me, and that guest is Kat Domet of Domet Designs. Kat and I have known each other for way too many years than we want to confess, but we work really closely together. She is a graphic designer extraordinaire. We work so well together because I don't do the graphics or the logos and that kind of design. She doesn't do websites. So it's been a wonderful partnership. And so I just wanted to introduce her and give us a chance to say a little bit about what she does and who she is. So welcome.
Thank you, Gary. Nice to be here.
So tell us a little bit about what you do. Tell me a little bit about the background of your company and what you do and that kind of thing.
Domet Designs has been a limited liability corporation for about 20 years now. I started after many years in advertising agency work, creative director, art director, graphic designer, layout artist. Graduated from art school in 1975, and I've been involved in the graphic arts industry ever since then. I had a rare opportunity to go freelance with a very nice large client about 20 years ago, which got me started in my freelance business. And the thing that I enjoy most about it is helping small businesses. A lot of small businesses cannot afford advertising agency pricing for graphic design and marketing collateral, and that's where I come in. I help small businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful resource. And I anytime somebody goes, well, I don't really have a logo, or I got my logo off Vistaprint, which we'll talk about in a little bit, I always say, okay, wait a minute, I got the right person for you. So tell me, so what do you do different than other companies? How are you a little different from other graphic designers?
Well, first of all, my big difference right now is my 44 years of experience. There's people coming out of art school left and right. There's people self-teaching graphic design through online programs. But what really accounts for my difference in the marketplace right now is my years and years of experience. I've dealt with everything from a single mom opening a nail salon, all the way up through a AC to DC converter corporation. I've dealt with sporting events, almost anything that you can think of, nonprofits, churches. I have a vast amount of experience in almost any kind of graphic design and logo design.
If there's one thing you wish that business people knew pertaining to graphic design, what would it be?
Well, I'd start at the beginning. The first thing that you shouldn't try to do is you shouldn't try to create your own logo. Graphic designers are trained in the use of type, shape, color, texture, use of line, use of illustration and photography. There's a lot to know about graphic design. Some small business owners think that they're just going to go into Publisher or Word, they're going to grab a piece of clip art off the internet and create a logo for themselves. And there's quite a few pitfalls to that. We'll talk about the online problem later. But for instance, I'm not an electrician. I'm not a plumber. I'm going to hire a professional to do those things for me. And that's a wise decision on my part, because if you've ever tried it and you're not good at it and you get into it, you've made four runs to Home Depot, you know how time consuming that can be. Same thing applies to graphic design. When you try to design your own logo, you're not really sure what colors are appropriate for your business and your audience. You have to study the psychology of color. You need to put things together into a format that it can be used in several different ways. You need to have logo designs that you can use on social media. You need to have it for print and collateral. You might want to have it in a format where you can send it to a promo company to get shirts embroidered or cat silk screen. So there's a lot of different formats that you may need that a qualified graphic designer can supply.
Yeah, and that brings up the point about online services. So I can go to Fiverr and I can find somebody to design a logo for, you know, $10-$15.
Yes, you can. And sometimes I've actually had clients start there and come to me after they've gone that route. And they'll come to me with two or three designs and they'll say, they just couldn't get what I wanted. And now I'm used up all the time that I'm allowed with Fiverr and I still don't have what I want. So when it comes to custom logo design, opening up a line of communication with your graphic designer is first and foremost. I always start out the process with a free 1-hour consultation, as any graphic designer should do for you. And try to get a feel for what you're looking for with your business. From there, we go to two or three concepts with suggested color palettes for your business and refine the logo from there. Those kinds of one-on-one services are very difficult to get with an online company for $5.
Absolutely. It's so important because that's your brand. You wouldn't open a store. I mean, if you had a storefront, you wouldn't open a storefront and, you know, not have the signage right or the displays right or holes in the carpet or, you know, just ragtag look to it. Well, kind of not having the logo is the same thing. That's even worse because now that's everywhere. Anybody that sees you, they see that shabby appearance. So that makes a huge difference in your brand.
Yeah, the old adage of you only have one chance to make a good first impression really applies to your marketing materials. If you are at a networking event, if you're opening your store, you've got signage out front, you've got a brochure and business cards on your counter, your customers that see that for the first time are going to get an immediate feel, an immediate sense of what your business is and how much you really care about your business. You want to have a clean, professional look. Everything needs to be coordinated. Everything needs to be branded. And that's where your designer comes in to help guide you through that process.
What about the folks that, again, the reason they're going to Fiverr is because they want to do it. They want it cheap. You know, they got, oh, well, you know, I can afford $15 or $20. So how do they approach that? You know, I can't afford it or that type of approach.
Yeah. I run into that quite often, especially small business owners. They feel that it's something that they can do because software is available. You might have Adobe Creative Suite on your computer. You might have a CorelDRAW on your laptop somewhere. You may have access to graphic design software, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you know how to put the elements together. And again, it's line, type, shape, color, texture, illustration, photography, all those graphic design elements have to tie in together to make a successful logo design. Also, working offline is better. I can draw. That's a skill that we were taught back in art school in the 70s before computers came into play with graphic design work. We had to learn how to draw. So when I'm meeting with a new client, I can actually sketch out on a piece of paper some design ideas right then and there. If they're working for the client, I take them back to the office, I scan them, I create a digital version of the logo, and the design can proceed from. You have to be very, very careful when you're pulling stuff off the internet. You have to make sure it's not copyrighted. You have to make sure that you're not coming too close to duplicating another logo that's out there. I've seen people go online and go to Google Images and put in things like a medical office logo. And then they'll take that image and they'll send that to me and say, I want something just like this. At which point I reply, no, you don't.
Well, everybody else has that same one too. Go ahead and tell the story about the two guys you met at the networking with the same logo.
Sure, okay.
So I was at a networking event with Gary many, many years ago. And I had a young man stop by my booth, and he said, oh, you're a graphic designer. Well, you know, I do home remodeling, and here's my business card. I says, well, thank you very much. And I looked at his card, and I tucked it away to look at it again later. Later on, during the same networking meeting, another man came by my booth and said, oh, well, let me give you my card. We do a lot of that exchanging back and forth. And I looked at his card, and he was a granite countertop special. And I pulled out the other guy's card, and I said, are you two working together? Because, look, you both have the identical business card. And the fellow with the granite countertop went, oh. I said, did you get your cards at Vistaprint? And he said, yes, I did. And I said, well, so did this guy. Now, you're two different businesses. One was a construction company. The other guy was a granite counter installer. They picked the same template from Vistaprint, and they both wound up with exactly the same business card. And that's not a good thing to do when you're trying to establish a brand or an identity for your business.
No, definitely not. Not a good plan. Well, and that just it goes to prove. I mean, in my case, when I rebranded my stuff with the Ninja Marketing brand, I have all those programs that you talked about. I have the creative suites. I've got Photoshop and fireworks and, you know, all of those things that I could use. And what did I do? I called Kat and I went, fix this, make this for me. This is what I want, because I knew that I don't have the artistic eye. And she reminds me of that pretty regularly. When I go, take a look at this, she goes, well, you should center that and move this over and create this. The graphic designer just takes the design and makes everything really seamless and perfect and give that right visual. So that's why I work with her so closely. So I appreciate that. What is one thing that you would want people to know about graphic design? I mean, if you've got suggestions to make, or somebody's looking to rebrand themselves or just starting a business or any of those scenarios, so what's the one piece of advice that you would give them?
I think what's really important for any business, regardless of what it is that you have a custom design. You need to make sure that what you're portraying to your audience, to your demographic, is particular and personal just to you and your business alone. You've got to establish a color palette that's going to tie into the website that Gary designs. It's going to tie into all your print collateral materials. So the custom logo, setting up a branding board that can be used for any sort of materials, any sort of advertising and marketing for yourself, are the two most important tools that I think a new business and even an established business can have, so that your branding is consistent across all platforms.
And how can people see some examples of what you do?
Well, I'm always happy to meet in person, but before we go there, you can stop by my website, Domet Designs, DometDesigns.com, a beautiful website Gary has set up for me because I'm not a web designer, so I've turned it over to a professional. Go there and look at some designs. If you need any further information, there's always a free one-hour meeting consultation. I can give you some design ideas and some advice during that meeting.
And you're not just local. You work all over the country. I mean, you've got clients in Texas that you do wine labels?
I do some wineries in Texas. I design some wine labels for a couple wineries. I also am doing book design for local and national book writers, usually self-publishing. I have a client in New York State where I started out my design career. I have clients in San Diego, kind of all over the place. And the way things are now with social media, online proofs and things like that, I can work anywhere for anybody.
Well, thanks for coming in. I really appreciate the what you do for me and for my clients. And it just makes my job so much easier when I know that I can have somebody that's a tremendous resource that I can rely on to get the look that we need, get the branding that we need, and be the source that I want to offer for my clients as well. So, Kat, thanks for coming in. Thanks for being a good friend. And thank you for taking a few minutes and telling people what you do.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary.
And we will see you guys on the next video.